Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E, Kelso, K-E-L-S-O, 7623, today, 52670. Here's a complaint. Mr. Kelso comes in today for evaluation of multiple medical issues and problems. He's an inspector, a chief inspector for his company. He does a lot of sitting down. Because of that, he gained some weight. Now he's doing more activity, and he's now losing weight. Can I have a home? Period. In the paragraph, he weighed 225 pounds today. Last time he was here, he weighed, he's gained some weight since last time, 218 pounds back in December of 2022, period. In the paragraph, he's complaining of indigestion, especially at night, especially when he lays down. He's had some nausea, increased weight, some gas, some diarrhea, but no blood in the stool. Has had a history of fatty liver, had a renal cyst that needs to be evaluated from a year ago. He had increased cholesterol that needs to be evaluated. Also symptoms, also evidence of carotid stenosis. And this also needs to be further looked at today. Social, he occasionally drinks, he doesn't smoke, married, not married, but he's been with this current woman for 7 years. He has grown children, allergy, non-surgery, non-social, no, medical, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, medication. He was on lisinopril, which was increased to 20, 25, 100 chlorothiazide one today, and then Protonix 40 milligram for his gastroesophageal reflux. After H. pylori was obtained, COVID immunization, doesn't believe in it, allergy, none, family history, dad died of a heart attack, mom has had a stroke and heart disease. She's still alive with diabetes, but no colon cancer reported, period. On exam, he weighs 200, review of system as above, 225 pounds, 97%, 97.9, 16, 68, 169 over 102, hence the reason for the increased medication for his blood pressure. Heart positive, some positive, Mr. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next rigidity, skin shows no rash, abdomen close with energy, neurological, non-focal. Assessment number one, gastroesophageal reflux. We're going to put him on Protonix, 40 milligrams a day. Number two, check blood work. Number three, check H. pylori. Number four, we looked at his gallbladder. There's no stones seen. Number five, if symptoms do not improve with his chronic diarrhea, will need to have a colonoscopy. Next number, no family history of colon cancer reported. Next one is hypertension out of control. Lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 20-25, one today, number 90 given. Next number, if he did have a cyst on his left kidney last year, which has grown in size from 1.8 to 3.2 centimeters. So we're going to send him for a CT. It could still be a cyst. It looks very cystic. So he's going to have a CT scan done. I send his records to Go Imaging for him to get that done ASAP. His carotid ultrasound looks the same. No significant change with no evidence of obstruction or increased obstruction. His urinalysis shows a slightly increased specific gravity, most likely because he's working outside. He needs to drink more water. Next number, diarrhea as planned above. Next number is increased weight. Next number is diet and exercise. Discuss with patient. Next number, PSA is up to date. We'll recheck today. Next number, his uric acid was elevated, but no sign of gouty arthritis reported. Next number, as far as his aches and pains are concerned, they're all related to his activity level. No DVT or PVD. Noted. Next one was echocardiogram shows no changes compared to last year. Next number, carotid stenosis is minimal. Next number, there is one cyst in the thyroid on the left side, 0.2 centimeter. That is new, and it's not, at this time, we're not going to pursue that or work that up. We'll recheck that again in about 3 to 6 months. Thank you.